This is Free Thought Radio with co-hosts Dan Barker and Annie Laurie Gaylor. Irreverent views, news, music, and interviews.
Imagine there's no heaven.
And we're definitely breaking that commandment on our show today.
And I'm Dan Barker, your friendly neighborhood atheist, and I'm definitely breaking half of the Ten Commandments.
Like Charlton Heston, huh? Which ones?
Oh, which ones? Well, I do make it a habit to dishonor the Sabbath every week by trying to sleep in on Sunday mornings.
I think I'm more successful at that, Dan.
Well, okay, both of us are guilty of that, breaking that commandment. And I'm definitely coveting my neighbor's patio and deck.
Me too. But did you honor your parents?
Well, I do think it's a good idea to honor parents. But, you know, the Bible says honor your mother and father so that your life may be long on the earth. I think we should honor our parents so that their lives might be long on this earth.
You know, many of us, seriously, to dissect the inadequacies of the Ten Commandments, have pointed out, and my mother has always pointed out, that there's something wrong with that commandment, or at least it should be followed with another one about parents honor your children, which certainly does not happen in the Bible. When you bring children into this world, at least when they are dependent on you till they're mature, they're adults, you have a responsibility toward them and honoring their needs and their rights. And the Bible says nothing, of course, about that. But I do want to say that I do honor my surviving parent, my mother, and I think she deserves to be honored by more than me as the, not just the principal founder of FFRF, but still administering at 86, the charity, the Women's Medical Fund. Who says atheists don't run, start charities? This was created by Professor Bob West, a non-believer, Peg West, Ann Gaylor has been going for more than 30 years, helped more than 20,000 indigent women without means pay for abortions, and you won't find it on the fundamentalist list of charities, but this is really doing good.
So your mother, Ann Gaylor, has definitely done something worth honoring. This is the April 20th, 2013 broadcast of Free Thought Radio, and we broadcast the show from in Madison, Wisconsin. And of course, hello to all your listeners in California, in Michigan, in Missouri, in New York, and in Wisconsin, and all of you podcast listeners as well.
Now, speaking of the date, a couple of weeks ago, I think out of just pure hope and comfort, because of course we don't believe in magical thinking, we did play Spring Will Come, which is a song.
One Sweet Morning.
One Sweet Morning. The verse is Spring Will Come by Yip Harburg, the atheist composer of Somewhere Over the Rainbow and all those other classics. But here in southern Wisconsin, we are still waiting for spring to come. But I do have one cheery note that we finally, Dan, have some daffodils blooming in our garden. They're the little ones and more en route, and hopefully they'll survive the deluge of rain and some snow. So spring is almost here.
So this show, Free Thought Radio, is the weekly production of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. We have two purposes as a national organization of free thinkers, which is kind of a nice umbrella word to encompass atheists, agnostics, whatever you call yourself, we all disbelieve in the same God. We work to first keep state and church separate, which we'll talk about here, and then we also work to educate the public about the views of those of us who don't believe. This week, April 23rd, is the birthday of the composer Sergei Prokofiev, who was born in 1891. Prokofiev, the prolific Russian composer who wrote operas, ballets, and of course that children's piece, Peter and the Wolf, for which he's best known in our country, he was an atheist. So listen for some of his music during today's show.
And speaking of atheist composers and musicians, we're delighted to announce that our guest today for the first time will be Shelley Siegel, who is the Australian singer-songwriter troubadour, who Dan and I first met just before the Reason Rally, when her first performance in this country was at our pre-Reason Rally dinner party.
In Washington, D.C.
Yes, yeah. And we also met her in Australia, and she took us on a delightful journey to see blue penguins, which was a long drive for her. And we've been playing her music a lot on Free Thought Radio. You wouldn't always know it because some of it is outtakes of just
the instrumentals.
But we really enjoy her music. And her song, I Don't Believe in Fairies, is featured on FFRF's new music CD, Adrift on a Star. So we'll be talking with Shelley on the second half of today's show.
She's becoming quite famous. She's touring the world now with her music.
And she'll be gracing our 36th annual National Convention here in Madison, Wisconsin, on the last weekend of September. So, Dan, I think per my request, I think you have another joke
Another
for us.
Joke? Well, another one from Joe Cunningham, an executive council member, life member of the Freedom from Religion Foundation. He sends us jokes from time to time. Joe sent us this one last week. The only Protestant church in a Texas town had a member who died while the minister of that church was out of town. So the Baptists didn't know what to do, so they asked the local Catholic priest if maybe he would conduct the burial service since their minister was not going to return in time. The priest didn't know what to do. He didn't know what the rules were for a situation like this, so he phoned up his bishop to ask if he could bury the Baptist. And the bishop said, "Bury all the Baptists you can."
Cute joke. Thank you, Joe. And now we have a very substantial State Church Victory for the Freedom from Religion Foundation to report.
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image.
Thou shalt not make any graven image. That's from that
silly
movie, the
Sesame
Ten Commandments movie. Speaking of graven images, the Ten Commandments is itself a graven image. And the Ten Commandments are still in some high schools decades after the U.S. Supreme Court has declared them to be unconstitutional.
And you may recall that FFRF has two federal lawsuits going in Pennsylvania where there are these eagle monuments placed in front of the high school or on the side of a middle school in Connellsville and in New Kensington, Pennsylvania, where they refuse to take them down, which is absolutely ridiculous. And so we are pursuing that in court. We got wind from another complainant in earlier in the month that there was a whole passel of posters, framed posters, expensively framed posters of Ten Commandments throughout public schools in Breathitt County, Kentucky. And maybe we can listen to, before we go into the details, kudos to staff attorney Patrick Elliott, who wrote a letter on April 5th to the Breathitt County Schools manager because the superintendent was removed from office for wrongdoing. And so they have an unusual situation there, maybe because he's putting Ten Commandments up all over the town. And they quickly took them down. At least we think most of them. We still have no idea how many were up, but the footage from the TV coverage shows many, many violations, many of these throughout schools. So I think what do we have coming up?
This is a TV coverage out of WYMT in Kentucky.
The Ten Commandments used to hang in schools, but tonight some walls in Breathitt County are bare.
Last Friday, the Freedom from Religion Foundation sent the Breathitt County School District a letter saying any display of the Ten Commandments must be removed.
Many people choose to live their life by the Ten Commandments, but displaying them in a school is unconstitutional. That's why several of these displays were taken down this week in Breathitt County.
They shouldn't take them down. I had them when I was school at Breathitt High.
The school district received a letter from the Freedom from Religion Foundation saying someone complained about multiple illegal Ten Commandment displays in many rooms at the high school and middle school and some elementary schools. The letter said the Ten Commandments had been hanging for several years.
It makes me angry because my grandchildren, I want them to have a Christian upbringing.
Now, in this letter addressed to the Breathitt County School District, it cites several Supreme Court cases that say it is unconstitutional to display the Ten Commandments in Kentucky schools.
Totally against it. I think that we need the Ten Commandments in the schools. I think all kids should learn it. I think it's everybody's choice what they want to believe.
School officials say they are complying with the request.
The State Board of Education also released a statement today. Officials say a school district displaying copies of the Ten Commandments without the inclusion of other historical documents and not as part of a historical comparative display is in violation of the U.S. Constitution.
And actually this week we've written the state school board to remind them that it doesn't matter whether you put other historic documents next to a Ten Commandments, you still can't put it in a public school. They're mixing legal apples and oranges all
over. Did you hear what that woman said? I think this Ten Commandments should be in the schools because it should be everybody's choice.
So yes.
Force it on everybody.
Yeah, so believe as you like. Put it up in your home, but you can't force it on school children.
And the legal precedent, they didn't mention the fact that...
Well, ironically...
It was a Kentucky case.
It was a Kentucky case. It was the 1980 Stone versus Graham case, and there was a framed Ten Commandments donated and put in, it was a law for the whole state to be putting them up in the classrooms if they were donated. And of course, the Supreme Court said, doesn't matter if they were donated or not. This is still government speech, and this is entirely improper. And it went into how the first four commandments are entirely religious, and you cannot do this. And so this, and, you know, there is very clear Supreme Court precedent just in that state alone.
And the wording out of that Stone versus Graham lawsuit in 1980 says the Ten Commandments are undeniably a religious document.
A sacred document. And speaking of that, don't we have some more of this ridiculous Charlton Heston reading?
Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Well, the defiant actions of some of these school principals and superintendents make us want to take somebody's name in vain.
But anyway, congratulations to Patrick Elliott for a major victory there. It is still a little concerning that in this year, this day and age, we could be seeing violations this egregious going on in the public schools. So, We have a few, there were a few other victories that we haven't reported. I think that we have time for about a minute here. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has, we got a Texas coach ordered to stop praying. Football games in Stevensville, Texas high schools were including post-game prayers led by coaches, including a coach putting his hands on a player's head as the coach prayed, and staff attorney for FFRF, Elizabeth Cavill, wrote a letter of complaint, and we got it stopped. We got something called Firewall, which is a weekly religious meeting held by the school with pastors coming in, providing free lunch and preaching at students, stopped in a high school in Hayesville, Kansas. And by the way, I took the phone call from that student, and he was very appealing, and he was so appalled. And he said, isn't this illegal? And I said, it sure is. So on March 13th, we were informed the school will end this group. And there are many other victories reported.
Well, they need a firewall to keep the preachers out,
right,
don't they?
We had a nativity scene enactment in a winter program at an elementary school in Santa Ana, California. We were assured they won't do it again. There are many violations in the public schools that we monitor and stop. So we hope you will support FFRF's legal action at FFRF.org.
I'm Dan Barker. This is Free Thought Radio. I'm here with Annie Laurie Gaylor. This is radio for the rest of us. And stay tuned. We are going to be talking with Shelley Siegel, the famous Australian singer-songwriter who's traveling the world. Her album is called The Atheist Album.
And we're going to be listening to some of her music, right?
Before she comes back again. So stay tuned for more radio that is as godless as our Constitution.
As Mark Twain said, faith is believing what you know ain't so. This is Free Thought Radio.
I'm Dan Barker.
I'm Annie Laurie Gellar.
And coming up, we'll be talking with the singer-songwriter from Australia, Shelley Siegel. But before we have her on the show, let's listen to one of her songs. This song is called Saved. She's been performing it around the world. It's on her album called An Atheist Album. And we met her in Washington, D.C. for the Reason Rally last year. So listen to her song, Saved.
Say that I need to be saved. Say with me, the devil got his way. I want to know how when you are praying, when you are doomsdaying, how you think you know. Say I need to hear the truth, a sales pitch of eternal life and eternal youth. All these blessings you are bestowing upon the one you say is all knowing. Well, are they really deserved?
And that is Shelley Siegel singing the song Saved from her album, The Atheist Album.
And we'll be talking with Shelley after this break, just in a couple of minutes, and we'll catch up with her. She's in touring in the United States right now. She'll be returning to the United States in order to be at the FFRF convention at the end of September. And so I'm Annie Laurie Gellar.
I'm Dan Barker, and you're listening to Free Thought Radio. This is some of Prokofiev's music. Prokofiev was born on April the 23rd, 1891. And Prokofiev was an atheist composer.
Like so many classical composers and composers of the Great American Songbook.
So stay tuned. We'll be talking with Shelley Siegel.
Another great composer.
A new modern composer. Stay tuned for more Free Thought Radio. This is Free Thought Radio. I'm Dan Barker.
I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor, and we are just listened to part of that lovely song, I Don't Believe in Fairies, by the Australian singer-songwriter, I'm calling her troubadour, Shelley Siegel.
We played that entire song a number of times on Free Thought Radio in the past year. It's from Shelley Siegel's album called The Atheist Album, and we're very happy and very proud to say that that song also appears on the Freedom From Religion Foundation's new CD, Adrift on a Star.
And we are going to be talking with Shelley Siegel, who is touring in the United States in the Portland area right now. She's been called the new poster girl for the International Atheist Movement. She is based in Melbourne, has been involved in secular activism for more than 2 years, despite her father being the president of the local synagogue. And we were very delighted to meet her family, including her father.
And her mother.
And her mother and her brother. And when we were at the Global Atheist Conference, and Shelley was such a wonderful host that she took us to see the Little Blue Penguins, which was quite a jaunt from Melbourne. And Shelley has a Bachelor of Applied Music degree from Box Hill Institute of TAFE, if I'm saying that right. And is that right, Shelley? There you are.
Yes, yes, that's correct.
And you record, and what are your albums? You've recorded some albums. I just want to get them all straight.
Oh, yeah. So there's an atheist album and a new record called Little March.
Little March. Well, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Yeah, and let me say, please, thank you so much for having me and for supporting my music, and also how pleased and honored I am that that Fairies is on your new record as well.
Well, it won't be the last one we do. We're going to do some more music. So you're on tour. We're calling you in Portland right now. Or what are you? Do you have a private jet? You're jetting around the world.
Yes, we're very lucky. We have a big pink private jet. we're doing a lot of driving. We're getting in some great miles. So we played last night for a Recovering From Religion group in Kennewick. I've just started doing some work with them, which is been really fun.
Yeah, that's a great organization that helps people to get out of religion.
And what do you have coming up next?
Well, actually, we're heading to Kansas on Friday for Reason Fest.
Well, that'll be fun. You're going to get meet all the free thinkers of the U.S.
And then don't forget, you're going to be performing at the 36th Annual Convention of the Freedom From Religion Foundation here in Madison, Wisconsin on the last weekend of September. So we're really looking forward to that.
Me too. I'm really excited. Thank you for having me.
So you're writing and performing a lot of free thought, atheist, skeptical, secular tunes. Tell us why. You know, singer-songwriters have all these things to write about. You don't want to just write these pop love songs. You want to write something that has some substance. What's behind your motivation here?
Well, that's a big part of it as well. It's nice to, as a songwriter, to talk about issues that you're really passionate about. And as I went through my changing worldview from being a believing Jew to a secular humanist and atheist activist, I decided that I wanted to talk about these issues that were so important in my life at the time and still are. So it started happening really naturally. You know, I would have a conversation with someone, a preacher in the street, or have an argument with someone about some of the issues, and then come home and kind of reflect on it a bit and then start to write about those issues.
Yeah, and you say, I think I read that you said that you love performing because you get to talk for 3 minutes with no interruptions.
Yeah, exactly. It's much better than an argument, uh-huh. because when you're having a debate or a discussion with someone, they can interrupt you, but uh-huh. when you make your opinion into a song, uh-huh. they kind of have to wait till the end.
Uh-huh. That's nice.
And you get to make your point.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Now, about what time did you, in your life, I know you told us this, but were you a teenager when you, because you're still pretty young, when you decided that religion wasn't for you?
So I'm 26 now, and I guess I stopped believing in God when I was about 19, or I kind of realized that I was an atheist, and that was probably a three-year journey of getting to that point. So when I was 16, I learned about evolution, and I realized that the Bible wasn't literally true, and about 16 to 19, went through a process of questioning things, and then 19... 20, I was traveling the world and seeing a lot of different worldviews and being exposed to different ideologies, and I guess it's kind of a comparative religious studies, and I was able to criticize my own upbringing, my own worldview, in the same way that I was criticizing other people's. So that really helped me to become an atheist.
So Shelley, were you, I guess I'm not clear which kind of a Jew you were brought up as? I mean, were you, I thought it was maybe more liberal, but was it more Orthodox?
No, so it's a very liberal household and very liberal lifestyle that we had at home. And I went to a Jewish school that was quite, it's more, I guess my parents would use the term traditional. They prefer that probably to liberal. But we did go to an Orthodox synagogue. So the synagogue that my father is the president of is an Orthodox synagogue with the very kind of strict laws and gender segregation, so the women will sit upstairs or at the back of the synagogue with a curtain in front of them if they can't make it up the stairs. So it was, in the home, quite liberal and relaxed.
Well, we met your parents in Melbourne, and they're the sweetest, kindest. In fact, your dad and your mom were behind you all the way with your current career, so they had to be very tolerant and liberal and
I'm very lucky. I'm so lucky, and I'm glad you got to meet them. They're really lovely people, and they're very supportive. I said for the first time on Ask an Atheist podcast the other day that my parents love me more than they love God.
That's right. Well, that's the way it should be.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, they used to be, I guess, a bit stricter about things or more conservative in their worldview, and I'm very lucky that I've been able to have that discussion with them, and they've been open to listening to me and open to the new ideas that their children are bringing home to them and thinking about things. And I'm really proud of them that they're able to adapt and accept their children even when they've been thinking the same way for so long.
Now, I want to go to a song that we've got queued up, Apocalyptic Love Song for Hitchens, but just one more question. Was the reason that your family went to this Orthodox synagogue because that's all there was in Melbourne?
No, they went to it because they have a family connection with it.
Oh.
My grandfather had his bar mitzvah there and was married there, and my father had his bar mitzvah there, and my parents were married there, And my brother had his bar mitzvah there and was probably be pressured into getting married there if he does. They have a real family.
But that was all good for you because your dad was involved in music in Melbourne as well. So that introduced you to a whole music scene.
Absolutely. I learned to perform and to sing in a Jewish wedding band with my father. So playing at bar mitzvahs and weddings for the local community.
So do you want to introduce Apocalyptic Love Song?
I would love to. Thanks. It's inspired by Christopher Hitchens, as the song title suggests. And it's about finding meaning and purpose in an inherently meaningless world. And about the meaning that interpersonal relationships can bring to your life, and even in the face of your impending mortality.
Well, let's hear it.
One day the sun is going to die. For us it means no more sunsets to the universe, just one less star in the sky. And almost all who ever lived have already died. Countless stories of love and war and hope and pain now silent, play side by side. Yes, I understand that my whole life is just a blink of an eye in the history of the earth. It's with each moment that goes by, but this moment that I am with you, it feels like time has stood still. It feels somehow like it mattered, but it always will. In 1 billion years, oceans will dry, while somehow life may continue, it will not be known to you and I. To think we are so important is an obvious crime. We know that we are specks on a tiny dot.
Much more beautiful and profound than any hymn you might have heard. That was Apocalyptic Love Song, dedicated to Hitchens by Shelley Siegel.
We're going to come back after the break and continue our conversation with Shelley. And this is Free Thought Radio. I am Dan Barker with Annie Lori Gaylor.
And we're listening to This Is Some of Eve. Actually, this is instrumental that we played a lot on Free Thought Radio. This is Shelley Siegel's song, Eve. And so you're still there, right, Shelley?
I'm still here.
We'll be right back to conclude our conversation on Free Thought Radio.
Beware of dogma. This is Free Thought Radio.
I'm Dan Barker.
I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor, and our guest today is the Australian singer-songwriter Shelley Siegel. And Shelley, how do people get your atheist album?
So I have an atheist album available on Bandcamp, which is a really great music, digital music store that supports independent artists.
Did you say Bandcamp?
Yes, Bandcamp.
Bandcamp. Okay.
So they can order it. It's called Atheist Album by Shelley Siegel. You can order it online, right?
Yep.
If you already have a copy of it, it makes a great gift.
Now, we would like to play another song from Atheist Album, and this is called Eve. And Shelley, do you want to introduce it?
Yes, thanks. This song, Eve, discusses, it's written from a religious woman's perspective, and it discusses some of the ways that Scripture talks about women and women's role in the home and in the community.
The Bible tells me I was made for and from man, and I must do for him everything that I can. I must surrender to his will, yeah, I must submit. I can't make the household decisions, 'cause I am unfit. It tells me my place with everlasting grace. Bible tells me I must be silent, you can't hear my voice. My role has been divinely defined, and I have no other choice. I may not be a teacher of men, I must cover up my shame. These are the laws of the one who in vain I cannot name. He tells me my place with everlasting grace. Impure, you cannot touch me, and it has nothing to do with where I've been. It is part of who I am, it is because I corrupt men. I was asking for it just by being a woman. He tells me my place with everlasting grace. Am I punishment for what? Surrender to his will, yeah, I must submit. I can't make the household decisions, 'cause I am unfit. It tells me my place with everlasting grace.
By our guest, Shelley Siegel, who's an Australian atheist feminist troubadour. And Shelley, I have to say, I wrote a whole book about sexism in the Bible, and you put it all into a 4-minute song. Very good.
Thank you.
Can you tell us more about the album and how people can get it?
So the album is available on all digital music stores, so iTunes and Amazon. And you can go to my website, shelleysiegel.com, And you can order a hard copy directly from me if you like, and I'll put it in a nice package and sign it and send it off.
And is you have a website, Shelley Siegel? Or
ShelleySiegel.com.
ShelleySiegel.com, and you can follow me on Facebook or Twitter.
And Shelley, we should spell your name since someone might need to put that into the browser. It's Shelley with an E. S-H-E-L-L-E-Y, Siegel, S-E-G-A-L.
Yep.
Shelley, and we didn't mention yet, but Annie, Laurie, and I got to be at your, what'd you call it, release party for the album?
Yes, yeah. I had a Melbourne album launch, my album launch in my hometown, and I was very happy and honored to have you both there, and then Dan got up and played some songs with me, and he did a set yourself, and it was just...
Well, that was
the best days of my life, really.
You know, that was fun because we weren't just tourists. We actually got to be a part of real Melbourne and see you and your family and your friends.
Right by the river was really memorable. Well, thank you so much, Shelley. We're looking forward so much to next September. Get that Atheist album. Thanks again.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for having me. I'll see you guys soon.
Bye. And thank you, Dave McCann, for producing our show, which is produced in Madison, Wisconsin. Find out all you want to know about Free Thought Radio at ffrf.org/radio.
Join us at ffrf.org. You can sign up already for the convention. Go to our website under the link that says Outreach and Conventions and make sure that you have a place at the table at that convention. And tune in next week for more Rational Radio and Blasphemous Broadcasting.
Thought Radio is a production of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, FFRF.org. Irreverent views, news, music, and interviews brought to you by Annie Laurie Gaylor and Dan Barker.
I hope someday you'll join.